It's Oscar season, and you're joining us today for the first annual Off-Topic Oscars with Nick and Sean. And we've never been more excited to bring you the biggest awards, the biggest explosions, the biggest budget,
and the most kick-ass movies, period.
Ben, what took you into our show today was the Russian Orchestra of Kiev playing the Terminator 2 theme, or as they call it, the Lushkusta del Terminator.
Wow. Yeah, that was it.
That was Vladimir Putin's pronunciation of it, as best
Putin
I know.
Putin is a huge fan of the Terminator.
Yeah. Loves the Terminators, hates everyone else.
He's more of a Terminator 1 type of fan of the Terminator, you know, when he's trying to kill people.
He goes to the original. He's very much Arnold in Terminator 1 in the way he runs his foreign policy.
You're terminated.
You're dumb.
when he has to let someone go at a position at the whatever. What's it called? The Russian
KGB.
Not the KGB, but kind of like their capital building or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's that called?
I don't know, man.
Moving on.
So today we're live at the Oscars.
Oscar edition.
Oscar edition.
Off topic with Nick and Sean. Oscar edition.
So what we've got for you today are some nominations, some awards, and some good times.
Yeah. I mean, we should clarify that when we say Oscars, we're not like, oh, we're going to take in every category and, you know, say, oh, well, it's a dramatic series or a dramatic role or a comedic role. No, we don't care about that. We're just here. We're talking about not the nonstop, heart-pounding, gut-wrenching, kick-ass movies that we've come to know and love. Preferably action films, probably somewhere in like the 80s or 90s, right?
Because of our ages and just overall movies, then yeah, that's what it's going to be. Also, heyday of action movies.
I mean, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not talking about like a modern day Keanu Reeves.
We're not talking about John Wick.
Kung Fu movie, you know?
You know, that's probably not going to get nominated. Although I haven't seen the nominations yet. I'm excited to, but I would hope that John Wick is not nominated.
I have him right here in this envelope that was delivered by an armored vehicle.
Oh my god!
To the studio today.
Oh my god! Like Brink's security
and the leader of the academy.
Oh my god!
Had to hand deliver. He was wearing gloves. That's how sacred these documents are.
Who is the leader of the Oscar Academy of Action Movies? Who is it?
Of course, it's going to be. Joe Pesci from the Lethal Weapon.
Yes,
movies.
Dude, that's who it is. I love that. Okay.
He's hey, you got your freaking envelopes! Super just abrasive.
Those freaking envelopes,
dude. That's a meme makes much sense. Blonde haired Joe Pesci from the
trying to get it on the action. But
didn't he have like a flat? Remember the
he
cover?
Had a flat top.
Remember
the cover? The fourth one.
Remember the cover of that movie? I think it's the second one, and it's like a very cool looking Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, like back to back or something, or maybe shoulder to shoulder. And then there's like short Joe Pesci, like peeking in between them. Dude. Like it's so typical, like late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, so let's get into it now. We're here, we've got the Action Oscars. If you're just joining us, rewind it and then listen to the beginning and you'll get filled in.
If you check out the beginning, you'll be a lot more in tune with
you'll be going caught on. Up. So the first award, Sean, is... Oh, let those drummers from Kiev do it for you.
That's the Kiev drumming section coming at you live.
And best villain.
Ooh, best villain. Good one.
Drumming with the bones of their enemies.
Right.
Okay, so best villain, the nominations are in. We have Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Nice.
We have the T-1000 from Terminator 2. Chong Li from Bloodsport.
Chong Li.
And Castor Troy from Face Off.
Oh, good, dude. Yes. All right. Great. Let's discuss those.
So, I say we just get rid of the weakest immediately.
All right.
Chong Li.
Yeah, probably the weakest.
Strongest pecs. The man's chest.
Dude could probably undoubtedly kick the most ass.
Yeah, probably.
Not probably.
No.
Who are the other? Yeah, no, definitely.
No, the T-1000 would,
would
destroy
him. Well, he's a robot, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
if we're talking humans.
Humans,
but it isn't fair. You're right.
Yeah.
But I would say let's get rid of him. He's probably the lesser known of the. But why would he be nominated? Let's talk about that.
Why is he nominated? Because I think he's from a particular genre, the tournament fighter, right. And he's probably the most compelling villain from tournament fighter.
I mean, Bloodsport was probably is the ultimate tournament fighter. I mean, except for that movie that came out right after it came out called Tournament Fighter.
Oh yeah,
probably like a Van Damme like knockoff.
It was
Rob Van Damme.
Rob
Van Damme from WWE Wrestling played a tournament fighter, mm-hmm. but he was still wearing his WWE.
Oh yeah, well it's a WWE Network movie. And it's good
wrestling boots.
You can only watch it now on the WWE Network, but unfortunately, no one subscribes.
You can pay $9.99, dude. Yeah. $9.99. That's all it costs.
Yeah, that's all it costs. So Chong Li, we paid you an honor, but you're out. Okay. Yeah,
real quick one.
Okay, so let's take strengths and weaknesses. If we throw them all in a pit,
who's going to survive?
The T-1000 is going to survive. Caster Troy could probably beat Hans Gruber in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah,
probably.
Hans isn't the most athletic.
Right.
But he's got some brains on him.
He's got brains, right. And cunning, which is probably the most important.
Which is essential for a movie villain. Movie villain.
Yeah.
He needs to be cunning.
Yes. Chong Li, not very cunning.
No.
T-1000, ruthless, merciless. Yeah. I don't know how cunning he is.
I mean, he's a computer. So can a computer be cunning? We're getting to like a sentient
singularity.
Is it a sentient being?
Yeah.
Can it exist as cunning?
We're going to have to call Peter Hawking here.
Yeah. Who?
Stephen Hawking.
Peter Hawking.
Peter Gabriel.
We'll call Peter his brother.
Well, his brother's his translator.
Couldn't get Stephen in. Oh,
come on. But I don't know if it can be cunning. And also, I mean, it loses to a hugely inferior model.
I mean, you're going to go from the 100 to the 1,000. That's at least a scale of twice as much.
Yeah, I haven't taken math in a while.
I haven't done that in a while. It works. At least as much.
But it just seems like if he really wanted to be taken seriously, you know, he probably...
And it's entirely his fault, not that of the writers of the film.
No, it's his fault. He should have been a better villain.
Should have been a better villain.
Caster Troy, he's pretty damn cunning too.
Yeah, very cunning. I mean, the man manages to manipulate and infiltrate John Travolta's family.
Yeah.
What's his name in that? Sean something?
Sean Archer.
Sean Archer. Doctor, Professor, Detective Sean Archer.
Yes.
This man is a saint.
The man is
And his
a saint.
Family is the most precious thing to him. Yet he comes in and he creepily kind of hangs around his daughter. Ooh, mm-hmm. You know, you
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yeah, yeah. That scene is weird. Yeah, dude.
He teaches her how to use that butterfly knife.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And then you twist it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like smoking and like because he catches her.
He knows that she has cigarettes. Yes, very weird. But you also get Sean Archer as Caster Troy. Some great scenes.
Oh, right, yeah.
I am Caster Troy. I am Caster Troy.
Does he do the, what if he did the, yes, doing the wild face and like eyes.
The Nicolas Cage.
Probably one of his craziest Nicolas Cage faces come from that prison scene when he fights him.
Now, see, this is a backstory from that shoot. That famous Nicolas Cage baffled look that he gets when he says, I am Caster Troy.
Right.
It was actually a shot taken from when John Travolta told him his church's religious beliefs.
Oh, wow.
And he was so... What?
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 Oh, do you actually believe that?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
That's fucking stupid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could see that, too. Because when I saw that documentary about Scientology, I felt the same way.
I felt the same way, too.
This is fucking real. And
ever since then, every time Nicolas Cage gets offered a script, there is a gun to his head that he has to sign on for it. That explains a lot, right? Yeah,
that does explain a lot.
So,
his movie selections
He chose, he didn't sell out.
That's good.
Like John Travolta, you know, whose son died because he didn't get a proper medical treatment.
Well, his son died. His son died in the shower, didn't he? Yeah,
he had a, dude, because he had a...
Well, he had Down syndrome.
He had Down syndrome, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, but that's not what he died of.
He died of
a seizure.
He did have that.
Yeah. I don't know that it was diagnosed because John Travolta took him to his psycho.
It wasn't, no, dude.
He took him to a guy who...
Here, hold these two metal cans. This will determine if
Your spirit...
In the future, you're a robot. So you can't possibly have Down syndrome.
Oh, man. Okay.
L. Ron Hubbard says it's true. We should get back on track.
Yeah, dude. Off so topic. Let's go. I'm saying the top two challengers are Castor Troy and Hans Gruber.
We've completely eliminated the T-1000, which is crazy. But, you know, killed by an inferior.
Shout out to Robert being. Patrick. I mean, he did a hell of a job. But
stone cold, heartless in there.
Oh,
but,
man. But, amazing.
But, you know.
Almost as good as he was in The Rundown.
Almost.
Or Double Dragon.
Almost as good. Wait, you say The Rundown?
Isn't he in that?
No. I don't think he is. Is he?
Is that with The Rock?
You're thinking of that movie, The Marine?
Is he? No, he's not in The Marine.
No, he is in The Marine.
Maybe I'm thinking of The Marine.
He faces John Cena, and then he goes, that's man, it. This guy's like the Terminator. That's somebody it. Says that, oh, and, then he looks in, and then he looks in the rearview mirror, oh, like up at him.
God.
That's, yeah, they make reference
ew,
to that.
Okay, well, that's points off, man.
Yeah, take the points
so
off.
So the T-1000, sorry about
you're
that.
You're fucking out,
Chong
dude.
Lee, maybe you moved up. Maybe.
Maybe you're like
maybe not, dude. Now. We'll put your name in next year.
But, final two.
Okay, dude. I'm
down to Castor Troy or Hans Gruber. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Doesn't he say something stupid like that?
Mm-hmm.
At the end?
I think so.
Who's got a better... Maybe it comes down to who has a better line.
Who has a better... Well, Castor Troy's is probably I am Castor Troy.
Yeah. Maybe not a better line, because that's probably not fitting.
Hmm. And it's probably biased, just because I like... Personally... I like the movie Face Off more than I like the first Die Hard. I have more of a nostalgic relationship with that movie because I used to watch it all the time. So I'm going to have to say Castor Troy. It came down to personal choice because the statistics, we don't have the advanced stats yet.
No, we don't.
But so the advanced metrics aren't in. We just have the basics, and they were too close to call, so I had to go with my heart.
You know, the thing is, I'm going to have to disagree and split the vote.
Dude.
It's going to have to be Hans Gruber for me.
Well, here's the thing.
Because he's iconic.
Maybe they both come up to accept the award and whichever they duke it out.
They duke it out. Whoever wins in a battle of wit, gets the Oscar.
Yeah. Played so a battle of wit against Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn. Yeah, right. Exactly. Perfect. Princess Bride reference. Nice.
So,
idiot. He's poisoned himself.
So... Let's interlude here. That after the first award, let's give them both time to come up and accept.
Oh, yeah. And now they're duking it out.
The T-1000 is confused. He's just playing his music, but he didn't win.
So he's kind of walking up right now.
He's walking up. Music. You're not here.
Everyone feels really uncomfortable. It's like, he just keeps going.
It's his program.
Now he's accepting it.
Oh, God.
I think he's trying to give a speech.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep. All right,
go back to your seat.
Okay, wow. Well, we're sorry about the lack of professionalism. The next award here... sorry. The next award is Most Ridiculous Plot.
Okay, this should be a good one.
Here at the Off Topic with Nick and Sean Oscars, put on by...
Gillette.
The best a man can get. And Spike TV.
Host of the Man Awards.
Host of the Man Awards.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it's probably a thing.
At one point it was, I think. And most of our funding comes from the one and only John Taffer, who won the Oscar last year for Best Sandworm.
Best Sandworm. In the role of a guy acting like he's going to fix your bar.
Most human rendering of a sandworm.
Okay, so let's explain. So John Taffer, the host of Bar Rescue. That's probably what you know him as, at least.
Yeah.
He looks like a sandworm.
Not a lot of people know this, but he actually, if you check his IMDb page, his first credit was the Star Wars. He plays the
thing that comes out of the earth, the sand, when Han Solo's like going to get thrown off, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he was one of the Tremors.
Oh, God, didn't even know that would
have been... The Tremors are perfect, dude. I think that's exactly...
I think he was a Tremor, too. Oh, God. That was his second credit.
He's crazy.
Yeah, third credit, Bar Rescue.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's come to be famous for it, after Tremors.
Yeah, you're telling me...
You're going to come in here, you're going to let this guy steal drinks from you? He's pouring half a shot that he's not supposed to be pouring. Come on, wake up! Dude, he's such a jerk.
Oh, man. John Taffer, everybody.
Ruthless, dude.
He funds this show. Can't
Ruthless.
Believe it.
Wormy.
Most ridiculous plot. The nominees are Demolition Man.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
Starring Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock.
The guy from NYPD Blue.
Wesley Snipes. Rob Schneider.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. And the Three Seashells.
Doesn't he know how to use
the And three then, seashells? Oh, we've already mentioned it. Face Off.
Oh, Face Off, yeah.
Starring...
John Travolta.
Starring John Travolta as...
Simon Archer. No, man. Simon Archer.
Sean Archer.
Sean Archer.
Well, I was going to say John Travolta as Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And Nicolas Cage as John Travolta.
That makes more sense.
But, yeah. So, those two movies, we've already given the fans enough rehashing of Face Off.
Sure.
You know?
They get the
We
juice.
Don't want to dilly-dally. The ratings are plummeting for the Oscars right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to...
Let's spruce it up a bit.
Let's get past this category. So, The Demolition Man. Let's talk about this. The ridiculousness of the plot of Demolition Man.
Basically, cop gets frozen, and...
who plays this cop?
This cop is Sylvester Stallone.
You
don't like my apartment, Nick? Anyway, he's a cop, he's frozen, and, you know, and then gets reawoken after a, actually, let's get this straight. He gets reawoken after the Wesley Snipes criminal gets reawoken. And his name is, Simon something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Simon.
Mm-hmm.
He gets reawoken, so then they have to wake up Stallone. Do you remember why Stallone got frozen?
Yeah, dude, because he used, like, incessant force, and I think there may have been, like, casualties when he was taking down Wesley Snipes' character. So they froze both of them.
Right.
And basically they froze Stallone, saying, like, we don't want to allow this kind of violence anymore, but also with that knowledge that they would have him in their back pocket and know they needed him.
Exactly. So just in case, they'd have to reawaken him.
See, but now that we're explaining this movie... It's making perfect sense.
I go, oh, great.
So wait, yeah. Hold on a second. Maybe this has the best plot. Most realistic plot.
I go, this is, I think they're using this technology now to do the exact same thing.
Dude, they are.
In the climate in which we live in, where excessive force is becoming a topic, dude.
I know, you're right.
Maybe perhaps the police are using too much force. Maybe, so we'll freeze them. In the future society when there's a crazy madman on the loose, that's the exact kind of cops we're going to need.
Yeah, dude. Without getting too political, maybe some cops from, like, the 1950s were frozen and recently thought out.
Well, maybe, yeah. They're going around slapping women and just like, come on, sweetheart!
You know, not to make light of a horrible situation.
No, I mean, sure. But we're going to.
But we're going to, I guess, yeah. But,
in any case, they unfreeze him. Somehow, you know, the bad guy, Wesley Snipes, gets unfrozen.
Mm-hmm.
So now they gotta use Stallone.
Not only does he, but he unfreezes all of his bad guy buddies. But
exactly.
And so this is a civilization without crime.
And this is the idea that they're like, okay, well, we're just gonna freeze everybody.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, why are they just freezing everybody?
It got really cold.
This is where it gets kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Where it's like, you wouldn't freeze a crazy, like, mastermind killer.
It's true. And why not just kill the guy?
Exactly.
And here's a question. Why do you think that Stallone has something in his contract? Well, I really like Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, dude, he's in Dread, and then also in.
You're right.
You know, maybe he likes.
Well, I think he just hung out with Rob Schneider once, and then he made. You know,
I think because Rob Schneider's so short, he made Stallone. Oh, feel wow! Tall.
Didn't even think about that, dude. Stallone, he's 5'0".
Yeah.
Next to Rob Schneider is like 4'0".
Yeah, dude. He's
so
like,
He's like, hey, now. So it's So now when you've seen someone who's, wow, that's got to be something in the roles. Do you think he wears lifts in his shoes, dude?
I guarantee it.
That'd be funny.
I guarantee it.
But he totally does too.
I bet, like, dude, he has friends over. You know, he has. Arnold over. Arnold's like, oh, good, cool shoes. Can I try them on? He's like, no, don't put them on.
Yeah, he goes, and Arnold puts them on. He's walking around. He's like 7 feet tall now. What is this? Hello, I look like a giant now.
And of course, like, dude, the first thing he does is goes to Stallone, his personal basketball court, and he's just fucking dunking.
I would get into the ball alley-oop.
I'm the Austrian oak. I play center.
No, that's probably what happened. Anyway.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. That's about the long... So the idea, it's ridiculous. They wouldn't freeze all these criminals. This wouldn't happen. So yeah. But the movie is very... pretty damn enjoyable. Pretty entertaining. Oh, Wesley Snipes is great in it.
I would give it a check plus.
Like, we're talking, like, really good. This is, like, Wesley Snipes, probably right around his prime.
Dude. Yeah.
You're talking about... He was just kind of knocking it out.
Wesley, total gym body Snipes.
Right. And, you know, like, pre-prison Wesley Snipes. Pre-prison. So that's good. Yeah. That's what you're looking for in an actor. You don't like when they go to prison for a minute. Yeah,
true.
Or did Tim Allen well?
It did do Tim Allen
well. He really hit his stride after he got out of the big house.
Yeah, he did.
He got out of the big house.
He learned some things there. He took some acting classes.
You think that's what it is? They probably offered that. Mm-hmm. He got his GED, and then he took some acting classes.
The thing that American industrial prisons are known for is rehabilitation.
That means it's a rehabilitation center.
Yes.
That's what it's made for.
Not a lot of people know this statistic, but if you go to prison, you are 100% guaranteed that upon release, you're never going to go back because they will rehabilitate you. Your chances of going back to prison are none. It's just zero, basically.
I mean, how often do you see that?
No. Never. I haven't seen it in this country.
Exactly.
Ever.
Check the facts, people. They're there. Just check
them. Look them up. Read them.
And then ignore what you just read.
Actually, you know what?
What we said.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't even need to look them up because we did it for you. So subscribe to this podcast, and, I mean, it really takes care of everything. It's like killing 10 birds with, you know, one stone.
With a bazooka.
What the fuck?
Cigar in your mouth.
Dude, oh, yeah.
All right, I guess we should get back to that. That was Demolition Man.
Yeah, pretty
face
crazy.
Off. It's clearly insane because it's like, okay, we're going to take your face off, but then also change your entire body and then make you look exactly the same. The technology is not there, nor will it ever be there.
So I'm saying that Demolition Man is probably getting, like, three crazies out of five. Face off. Taking your face off.
Taking your face off, playing on a face. Because
and
all
it's
of a sudden,
never explained how their physicalities are changed to be mimic identically. Yeah,
their musculature. Their bones. Honestly.
They literally just cut off a hat. They hack off their face.
So now all of a sudden their whole body is exactly the same.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
So I have to go... With
that's a 5 out of 5.
I have to go with 5 out of 5. Because Demolition Man, as crazy as it is, at least in the world it creates for itself, it logically makes sense.
Right.
It's like, this is what we do. We have the technology to do this.
And
this
they
is
do
why we're doing this.
And they actually do, like, justify, like, why they froze everyone. Because they thought it was, like, more humane or something.
Yeah.
But it just wouldn't happen.
But the face-off logic is just, it's never really explained how their physicalities are changed. Now, their voice is explained briefly.
Yeah.
But Peach,
because
I
they
can
have
a Peach for hours.
Because remember, yeah. Because remember, he coughs it up or something?
Yeah,
or what
does
it happen?
It, like, gets messed up.
Or gets messed up, so, like, he starts talking like...
For two whole years, John Travolta sounded like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow.
It was a messed
any
up.
Any of those voiceover roles that they did, you know, would just be completely set. Yep. Like you said, it would be casted like this big. John Travolta portraying Nicolas Cage. Like, that's how it would look
on the
credits.
Cartoon. Well, and, not a lot of people know, but it was actually Nicolas Cage cast in Look Who's Talking, all the sequels. That was Nicolas Cage.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. So that actually did the face-off routine.
Yep.
It did the whole thing.
So that award is given to Face-Off.
Face-Off.
So, thank you. John Travolta was here, but he got so offended.
The Scientology joke.
The Scientology thing. We took it way too far, so he's not here to accept. But
on his behalf, Isaac Hayes will be accepting. He's always one. I've heard he's one to be able to take a good joke.
He takes the jokes.
He knows how to take a joke.
Yeah, he takes them.
And he's dead, so he can't say anything about this.
He is dead. You're right. He died. Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing I love about these Oscars, Sean.
What's that?
That we always keep it light. Natural light, that is. Crack one back with us, and we'll be back after the break. So then I tell him, that's not my sister, that's my wife.
Ha 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 ha
Oh my God, we're just always having a good time here.
Man.
You, in case you missed it, we just did Best Female Lead in an Action Movie, and the winner was Angelina Jolie for her role as Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider series.
Oh man, she was good in that, wasn't she?
She was great.
You know I've seen all those movies.
Little known fact, in the first Tomb Raider movie, she has pads. Mm-hmm. She has pads in her bra. In the second Terminator movie, she doesn't. Terminator.
So when is she in the Terminator?
She was in all the Terminators. Wow, you gotta look. No, but she does not have a padded bra in the second Tomb Raider. So her boobs are ridiculously different sizes in the two movies. It's weird.
Is that true?
I swear to you. Yeah, no, it sounds like something I would make up.
Because I haven't seen either of those films. Man.
Well, my dad took me to see the second one in theaters.
Oh, of course. It seems, my dad didn't. Love me as much as your
great
dad.
Great bonding moments.
But that's okay. I'll talk to him about it later.
So you missed that award, but you caught the tail end of just a knee slapper there. So coming back, we're going to kind of start to wind things down here with, something that's maybe a little bit on the serious side. Sometimes we give away more of a lifetime achievement award.
And if there's one thing that we do here well, it's serious.
Serious.
And you were saying a lifetime achievement
award. It's more of a lifetime achievement award. It's something that is sort of...
Given.
By us.
By us.
To whoever we feel needs it. So, with the lifetime achievement award...
Best receding hairline in an action series.
Bruce Willis, for his role as John McClane in the Die Hard franchise. And Danny Glover...
Oh, okay.
For his role as...
And a dark horse.
Dark horse.
Don't really mean that to be offensive.
No, just quite literally, he's not favored to win this.
No, he's not. He was... Okay, the movie is Predator 2, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It was either that or Angels in the Outfield. I didn't know which one you were in. Predator 2. Who's
Predator
he?
2.
He's I don't know his cop's name, though.
I can't. That's what I'm thinking.
Let's just call him Officer Danny Glover.
Officer Danny Glover.
Or we could call him... Murtaugh.
Yeah,
or is he Riggs?
He's Murtaugh, I think.
He's Murtaugh, yeah. Either one. Yeah. Who cares? Point
Who
is,
cares?
He's in it.
Yeah.
And it's
and we never named the movie either.
I said there's Predator 2.
No, that's Predator 2, but I'm thinking of the actual movie. The actual series that we're nominating for.
Is actually Predator 2.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're not doing it for
Oh, yeah, you're right. It should be Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
thought we were going to talk about presidents.
Oh, we can do it.
Okay, no, but seriously, we'll talk more about Lethal Weapon. Right?
Lethal Weapon.
More than presidents.
It's Lethal Weapon.
He's more known.
It's a franchise. There's four of them.
He's more known for Murtaugh, right? Okay. And he is Murtaugh, right?
Murtaugh, yeah.
Riggs. Yeah, because he goes, Riggs. That's his thing, yeah. That's
get
how I, that's
shit.
Honestly how I remember it, too, because Riggs. I remember him, he's the one who says, Riggs.
That's the only way
that's
you know.
That's the way I know how he Riggs. Says it. So it's like a real...
Murtaugh.
So if he's obviously saying Riggs, he's not going to call out his own name.
Yeah, dude, you're
That'd
right.
be weird.
I mean, are you... Okay, here's a question. Are we taking the fifth and sixth movies into account? For my friends over at It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I'd almost think we should.
Should we call up Rob?
Yeah, well, we know him, Rob. Let's give up Rob. Give Robbie a call.
Okay, I'll call Rob. Mr. McElhenney.
You see if he would know.
That's Mr. McElhenney to you.
He doesn't like me.
He does.
But I call him Rob. When he's not around.
It was what happened was Sean was pretty mean to Fat Mac one time.
Yeah, well, I was a bully, man. Yeah. A big bully.
But I called. He didn't answer.
He'll probably get back to you.
He'll get back to us. We're gonna assume we got the okay.
But sure, it doesn't really matter. He's just, even if we did throw him in.
So let's talk about first. Let's just the favorite. Everybody's favorite. Okay. Bruce Willis,
John McClane, dude. Detective John McClane.
Detective.
The guy is a professional badass.
Yeah.
And completely, he cannot be destroyed, man. He's unbreakable.
He's true.
Maybe that is a continuation of the Die Hard series.
Could be.
But anyway, John McClane, complete badass, beats up all the toughest bad guys. Well, just 1 and 3 were great. So between 1 and 3, though, that hairline is getting particularly... And even, I guess we'll include the newer ones where he's completely bald.
Yeah, completely bald.
So, I mean, the hairline is receded.
Yes.
It's the white flag has been thrown.
It actually went, first one, buzz cut, kind of receding a little. Second one, buzz cut, receding a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, mostly receded, a little longer than buzz cut.
Yeah.
A little longer than buzz cut all the time, I guess.
It wasn't buzz cut.
It was
more
flat top kind of
thing. Yeah, right.
And then... Dude, fourth one, completely bald.
Completely bald.
Fifth
yeah.
one, It's just a skull. Yeah, just, there's not even skin.
No muscle.
It's
no,
just
anything.
A skull.
Just
up
a skull.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
Talk about bald, man. Yeah. Can't get much more bald than that.
Right.
But the movies themselves, and like, you know, just talking about his hairline is, it's pretty good. It's a typical, like, if you see somebody with that haircut, you're almost like, that's the John McClane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost become, at least to me, I think that way. Like,
it's like
guys sport. If you could describe a guy, he's kind of look like John McClane. You could pretty well describe his hairline.
Yeah, but if you see an African American gentleman with the same thing, say that.
He's a Danny Glover.
That's the Murtaugh.
That's the Murtaugh. Yeah, dude. He kind of looks like Murtaugh. Yeah. That's a good point. That's what makes him so good. That's why they're both up for the.
They're both iconic.
They both are. So, I'd say. Then how do we decide it, right?
I think they both.
How do they progress? Maybe that's how we should.
Dude,
decide
that's a
it.
Good. They each have four movies through which to go.
Sure,
Murtaugh's is not change is not as.
It doesn't. That's what's so crazy about it is honestly, Murtaugh, Danny Glover does not look like he ages much.
No,
throughout the whole series.
Dude. I mean, he starts out saying he's getting too old for this shit,
and it's like his 50th birthday, dude. Yeah. Isn't that the point?
Isn't it his 50th or his 40th?
That's right, his 40th. Yeah. 50's too old.
And he's ripped in that movie, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's got the tub scene.
Yeah.
He's the sport, and he's like, he probably... saxophone playing, yeah. Dude. For everything. Just, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Dude.
I've been dying to.
the music, dude,
oh
in those
God.
Series is so perfect.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Because it's always like... It's never something major that music is playing for.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Somebody just had like a quick little one-liner, like fucking Riggs says something real smart-ass to Murtaugh. Murtaugh gives him a look like, Riggs. And then it's like,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, dude. And then, oh, God, I love that movie. Yeah. I love that soundtrack. Perfect, dude.
It's my daughter, Riggs.
Yeah, like a sexy bass line. Like, his daughter's been kidnapped for like the third time. they always go after his family, knows that.
Guess y'all getting a little old there, Riggs. Guess y'all getting a little old there, Murtaugh. Bow, wow,
wow. Yeah, he's a super Australian accent.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I invited to the party? That was the best line from Sonny.
Yeah,
they did it right with that line, dude. That was a perfect line.
To the party?
Why wasn't I invited to the party?
Dude. Oh, man. Very God. Funny stuff.
Okay, so that we know how much we love that movie,
okay,
at least.
Wow, yeah.
Talk about... Okay, but how that progresses, what we're saying. And not much, to be completely honest. Mm. It was there. It kind of stuck around for the whole series.
It did.
The McClane dude progressively got thinner.
Right.
And on the third one, he's kind of trying to hang on to it, but it's pretty far back, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're like, dude, yeah, he's balding big time. Mm. And after that, like you said, he's completely bald by the fourth one.
Yeah.
Granted, the fourth one comes out like, you know, 15 years later.
True.
Or whatever.
That's true.
Anywho.
Let's just open up the envelope and see who won.
Okay.
I think it's time.
I think, here it is. It's opening right now.
And,
tearing the seal.
And the winner is?
For best receding hairline in an action series.
Oh my God. Why don't you read it?
Detective John Murtaugh.
Oh my God.
It's a hybrid of the two.
How did we do that?
It's basically a black guy with John McClane's hair
and
Die Hard 3. No, but honestly, let's give it to, we'll give it to McClane. I think the level of which it recedes and the like kind of how comical it is by the third one, how bald he's getting.
Yeah, and he's still hanging on to it.
And he's still hanging on to it. You're like, come on, John, give it up. Yeah. But it makes sense with the character because, dude, they pick him up in the third one, like, fresh off of a hangover, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, they're literally giving him, like, Tums.
Very last Boy Scout
him in that. Right, right. I guess him and his wife are, like, split by that point or something, aren't they? Am I making that up?
No, you're right. Because he's, like, sleeping in his car.
Yeah. He's homeless. The man is homeless.
Which, that's something we didn't even talk about either is, if we were to take the characters away and look at these men as men in action movies,
yeah.
Then you get even more texture to Bruce Willis's claim to fame here. Because he's in a lot more action movies that feature his receding hairline.
That's a good point.
The Last Boy Scout, for example. Whereas Danny Glover, but that also throws in Danny Glover's appearance in Predator 2.
Oh.
Back on track.
Back on track. Predator 2, Danny Glover, dude. I mean, he's not necessarily Murtaugh in it, because Murtaugh has a certain level of, like, you know, lovability and things like that. And the family, he's a family man.
And, dude, could you imagine him, like, oh, there's a Predator out there. Burnout! If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah, dude, exactly. He's just a... God, dude, that would be great. Now, why don't they combine those two? Let's should do that. Let's make that a thing.
Let's call Schottenheimer. I want him to do it.
Yeah, it would be great. But, no, dude, he's great.
Actually, I meant Schumacher.
Schottenheimer.
It's a sports name. I meant Schumacher.
But, so, he does those? Joel Schumacher?
No, I just said I want him to do it.
Oh, he'll do it. He did the Batman.
Right, so he hasn't done much since.
So he's out of work.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, anyway. He did the only real Batman movies.
Dude, George Clooney, after making that, literally said, he goes, I thought I ruined the franchise. When the star openly comes out and says he thinks he may have ruined something great, like, by making a movie, that's not a good sign.
Wow.
In any case, we were talking about Danny Glover and Predator 2. Hairline, pretty much the same, dude. It doesn't really change. It's like the guy's had the same hairline for a while.
True.
At least I think it does. In my mind, it does.
Now, here's the thing, dude. Maybe his hairline isn't actually receding, but it never fully grew in. And it's just, he's always had that hair.
It's always, since he was a kid.
Since he was born, dude, yeah. Wow. Since he was a kid. Let's get our historians looking into that. Because that we really don't want to dishonor the man with a receding hairline if it's not.
If it's not actually receding. It just never was.
That's not fair. It just never was.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. We should look into that.
How can you have what you never had? How can I eat some more of nothing? I haven't had anything yet.
Killing me, Smalls. right, here we go.
So, we've come to the last category of the night. And this is a category that's near and dear to my heart.
This is why people, this is why people stick to the end.
This is why people tune in to basically, it's the biggest award of the night. The winner of this award will be, happy themselves.
I'd say they'd be happy about it.
Probably.
I think the word I would use is indifferent.
Yeah, indifferent.
I don't think they'd really care.
I don't think they'll know. Tells me they're not even going to know.
So, and I hate to say that, but I just don't know if we're quite our reach is that far yet.
Yeah, maybe next year.
I don't know if Clooney is tuning in yet. No. Maybe give him a week or so.
Maybe. After now, maybe episode. Like 1988 George Clooney, like
Bad Boy Clooney.
Boy? I mean, like, not quite that famous Clooney.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he's Bad Boy Clooney at that point. He was in some TV shows, kind of played, like, the rough boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. He was in Roseanne.
He was in Roseanne as, like, the rough boyfriend, wasn't he?
Jackie's boyfriend. I think he was more charming than rough. He had the goofy hair.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he was, like, I think he liked Jackie for a while. And he was friends with Dan.
Friends with Dan.
Obviously, dude. Who wouldn't be friends with Dan?
Dan was the most lovable.
Dude, we have to do the best TV dads.
And then yes.
I would love to do. Okay, we got
coming
that.
Soon, yeah. By the way.
Coming soon. Best TV dads. Tune in.
But
Alan Thick.
We're talking about the most... Hey, it's me, TV dad Alan.
talking about the
most important award of the
night. The only category that matters here. The rest, chopped liver, really.
Really?
This award is one that we only give out once in a blue moon. Once every fortnight, maybe. Sometimes every solstice or equinox.
The summer solstice.
The summer solstice.
We give out an award.
Ah, jabalaka, jaka, ooh.
Are you doing a...
It's like a summer solstice thing. This is
I can't,
for the dance.
I can't fight this feeling.
It's award season.
That's the theme song.
There you go, dude.
Forgot to play that in the beginning.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
So let's get to it.
And the category is Best Action Movie Ever.
Period. Give me your boots.
I'll be back. Okay.
And the nominees are...
The
Best Action Movie Ever.
Hold on,
period.
Can we get... hold on. Sean, could you wake up the Kiev drummers here? Get them up. Ushka, Bushka, Mishka,
Mikolov,
Night.
Okay. Nyet.
Let's get them going. Oh, there they go. There they go. Okay, and the nominees for Best Action Movie Ever are Terminator 2, Commando, True Lies, Last Action Hero,
okay,
and Predator.
Oh, good.
One.
Those are all perfect, I think.
I mean, that's the list I would have made were I to make
one. Honestly, if I were to make that list, I would have, every single one of those movies would have been in it.
Let's talk about big surprise on the list, maybe one of the more underrated movies on the list, Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero. Yeah, dude. Featuring, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is that who's in that?
I think that's okay. Who was in that movie, yeah. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, Last Action Hero. People might even be saying, what's Last Action Hero?
Yeah,
only the greatest fucking action movie ever made.
Did you watch Iron Man 3? Did you like it? Well, then guess what? You're going to love this.
Exactly the same. The exact same.
Well, it's made by the same guy. That's...
No, I know. Yeah. But anyway, point is, Last Action Hero, the most self-aware action movie
ever. Ahead of its time. It was ahead of its time. Like 94 or something.
It was like the Scream movie. It was like the Scream to action movies.
Yes, it was.
Wes Craven could have directed this movie.
Had a great Arnold line. So I hear you want to be a farmer. Here's a couple of acres. Hits the guy right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. And guess what? Now he's got a couple of acres.
Yeah, exactly.
Very awesome. Yeah. So anyway, Last Action Hero. He plays the detective. Do you remember what the movie was? The
John Kimble.
John Kimble. No, it's not John Kimble. But anyway, what it is. Doesn't matter. He's like the hotshot action movie detective. Kid is able to... has a magic movie ticket that puts him into the movie.
Boom, baby.
Now he's in this action hero movie. Ends up bringing him out of the movie. Bad guy comes with him. Cool shit happens. Point is, like, it was very self-aware because the kid had to point out all the, like, he was trying to prove to Arnold that they were in an action movie. So he had to point out all, like, the cliches and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Very funny. It was Danny DeVito as the cartoon cat, dude.
Yeah.
Hilarious. What was his name? Do you remember? Oh,
I don't.
It was like, Mr. Whiskers, or something like that.
Come on, Mr. Whiskers.
He saved my life. What? He saved my life twice.
So, Last Action Hero, you know, we're throwing it in there. Go see it. Check it out.
If you haven't seen it yet,
check it out.
Go see it.
Terminator 2, we've already talked about. I mean, you got Robert Patrick.
Yeah. Is the bad guy. You got, what's her name? Who plays?
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
You got Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong as John Connor.
Yeah, and I think that's the cast we need that
And then
matters.
Who else was in that?
That's it.
Yeah.
We named them all.
Oh, wasn't Schwarzenegger also in that?
Was he?
I think he was. Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
Two movies so far.
You know, that's a great one.
It's a good one. Yeah.
I'll be back.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Welcome to the...
I remember that scene.
Welcome to the party, pal.
That was a great scene. Yeah, that was a great line.
That was awesome.
That was right after he kicks Hans Gruber out of that window.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2,
yeah. You want the Hans 1000?
The Hans 1000. Oh, man. That's funny. Can you fly, Johnny? Can you fly, Johnny?
Oh, with the RoboCop 1000.
Okay, dude. Now I'm just laughing at anything with the 1000.
Liquid RoboCop. Liquid RoboCop.
It was a liquid RoboCop. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Dead or alive, you're swimming in me.
I'll be back. They just start taking each other's lines.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Dead or alive, I'm going to terminate you.
Terminator 2, man.
Terminator 2. Dead or alive, I'm going to terminate you. That's it. All right. Well, so what's the next movie? That's two we got so far.
Two. Commando.
Oh, Commando. Great
You've
film.
You've got known got, for starring got... a young and youthful and beautiful Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very youthful in that.
Yeah.
Some would even say, too youthful,
perhaps. A lucky few.
Oh, God. Anyway, who else was in that? Oh, the guy who played the dad in Clueless. I like to think of him as Robert Pacino.
He looks like
Robert
Al
De Niro and Al Pacino.
He's, Robert
the way
Pacino.
He talks, the way he talks, like, I think I'm a mixture of the two as well.
Yeah, Robert Pacino.
But he plays like a, who is he like a, he's like a Venezuelan the colonel or something in that movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
I don't even know what it is.
I remember because the certain colors.
Yeah.
And then also I studied Venezuelan military history. He was the rank of colonel, according to his... Yeah.
That was it. Well, then that was why. I just completely guessed
I can't. It was impressive.
It's good.
And you've also... you've got the dude who was in the Warriors.
Warriors!
Oh, yeah.
Come out to play!
Warriors! Hello. Come out to play!
Come out to play!
So I can terminate you.
This is that scene when he's on the motorcycle.
Warriors.
Edward Furlong is on the back, and Edward Furlong's clinking the bottles together. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
It's a great scene,
dude. Come out to be terminated.
Come out to be terminated.
Warriors 1000.
I'm going to destroy you, Warriors 1000.
It's a cybernetic warrior systems.
So what is the next movie? What the hell were we just talking about? No, we're talking about Commandos.
Yeah, I think we nailed it,
too. I think that was the whole movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Next movie, True Lies, dude. Okay.
Okay, wow. Great movie.
Probably best known for launching the career of a Mr. Roseanne Barr.
Mr. Roseanne Barr. Wow, good point. Thomas Arnold.
Thomas Arnold, dude.
Schwarzenegger.
Dude, he is in that!
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God!
Well, what a coincidence.
I thought it was... Dude, wow. Okay.
Weird.
I thought it was just Taya Leone in that one.
Taya Leone's on that,
dude. Isn't she?
No, you're thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
No. Taya Leone, isn't it? She plays the crazy girl, doesn't... No, not Taya Leone.
Tia Carrera.
Tia Carrera? Yeah, the hot chick from...
She's a babe. Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World!
Wayne's World!
Wayne's World!
Wayne's World!
Party time! Excellent!
Terminate! Party time! Terminator time!
It's turbo time!
Body time! Excellent! And then the guitar turns into a fucking flamethrower, dude.
Now we're doing a Predator homage.
Yeah, dude.
Doesn't he have a flamethrower? No, he doesn't. It's a minigun.
I was thinking of, Mad Max, where that actually
happens.
The
guitar?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's great.
Ronald and Mad Max.
Oh, God. Well, he wasn't even in that. We were just doing the other movies he was in. So, but the movie was...
True Lies.
True Lies. Tom Arnold's in it. He plays he plays the partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sick bitch takes the ice trays. We've already referenced
great
that
line.
It's a great line.
What kind of a sick bitch takes the ice trays? Arnold actually originally auditioned for Tom Arnold's role in that.
He's like, no, Arnold, we want you to be the star. No, I don't want to be the star. I want to be the man who supports the star.
I want to be super funny,
can't
man.
No, Arnold's not. It sounds bad.
No. Anyway, so you've got Tom Arnold. You've got Arnold. Tom Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
You've got the girl that played another Slayer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The hot one. What's her name?
I don't know.
She plays his daughter in that.
In what?
True Lies. Arnold's daughter in True Lies. Oh, who is that? She's in it, though.
Yeah, you're right. I know you're talking about
anyway. And then and that's it. No, Predator. Last one, Predator. That's a great one. Tell you what, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's exactly what it is. If it bleeds, we can kill it. I think you said...
Wow.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh. Jeez. Okay,
Riggs.
Riggs. Get to the chopper.
Riggs, get in the chopper now.
So, Predator is the last one.
Yeah.
Who else? Who was in that one? Jesse Ventura. Mm-hmm. Carl Weathers.
Jesse the Body.
Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Jesse.
What? Jesse the Mind.
I am. It's me, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You were doing it well, though.
I can't even think of what the hell I was saying now.
Jesse the Mind.
I'll tell you what. You want to talk about UFOs, we'll talk about UFOs. You want to talk about a new world order. No, I can't do this. This is another person's bit. Dude.
It's pretty funny, though.
But the bit is funny. You have to credit.
Oh, it is somebody. Yeah. I thought you were making up your own stuff.
No, I can't right now.
That sucks.
I'm getting too far into it. I think we're trying to... All right. Let's get back to... Predator.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of the five best action movies of all time. Oh, it's absolutely good.
It's got Jesse the Body.
It's got that guy. It's got the, I can't remember, the guy who has, he shaves in it, remember? You know, somehow he's shaving, like, dry shaving. Mm-hmm. And then there's that scene where the razor breaks. I think it's that scene when they find all the bodies, you know? Oh, yeah. That's a great scene, dude.
That guy's cool. It's so
the razor, dude. Literally, like, the plastic razor, like, so snaps cool. on his face, dude.
It's so cool.
That's a tough
decision. Carl Weathers, dude, in that movie?
That handshake, that... Dude.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. And then, like, literally.
Headshake.
Exactly. But, dude, yeah, so it's got that great scene. You know, the cast itself is really good.
I mean,
I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger is also in that movie, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. Because I remember Danny Glover being in both.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about maybe he played Duke.
Duke.
But it was. We got a brother. Dude, what if the first. The reason he was in two is because he was in the first one.
Okay.
And just barring. Completely forgetting the fact that Arnold was in it, it's Danny Glover instead. How hilarious would that be? What a different movie that would have been. If he's, like, the main guy, he's, like, nowhere near as, like, built. And he's just, like, running around the jungle, just
but still surrounded by all those buff guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's clearly, like, the least buff.
Clearly the smallest
but
guy.
But the leader, though.
But he's the leader. So he probably always wears, like, a shirt, never showing his muscles, because he doesn't want to be, you know. Maybe they put him, like, put him in some of Stallone's lifts.
His lift, yeah.
He's, like, 6 inches
he's
taller.
He's got Stallone's lifts. Yeah, make everyone else, they only shoot him from, you know, like, bad angles and
he's
stuff.
Exactly, so he just made to look, like, way taller.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, we've done all that. We've been here. We've been there. You know, we've been around the world and back. What's getting the Oscar here? You know, I think it's time for us to open it up.
Go ahead.
Let's open it up and read
the envelope. The best action movie ever, period. The award goes to.
Oh, my God. This one wasn't... I didn't even know this one was one of the options.
Well, anyway.
The award goes to Terminator Genesis.
Oh, the newest of the franchise.
I don't, they recast, like, all of it, I think.
I think they got a whole new cast.
I think it's just the
reanimated Terminator body from the first movie.
Yeah, because they couldn't get Arnold, I think, so they had to just, like, reanimate it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, his computer.
Now they have, like, that...
Oh, Dany's Targaryen's in that, I think. That actress.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's good. She'll be good at it.
The mother of dragons.
Yeah.
She's a babe.
Yeah. Stormborn. Not really, but...
But she'll be a good Sarah Connor.
So Terminator Genesis, it won the award. We don't really know. It was mysterious as to who actually wrote down what was inside the envelope.
Something tells me maybe an Arnold supporter, maybe somebody from Team Arnold might have snuck in here.
But they didn't pick one of his movies, you know? They picked another movie.
Oh, but he's not in.
Yeah.
Realistic. Only his digital body is created on a computer screen.
So it's really weird. But Terminator Genesis 1. That concludes. Thank you for coming to the Oscars.
It's been a wonderful night.
It's been a wonderful night.
We had a lot of fun at the Oscars.
With everyone.
I think it's important to add, though, that, you know, these lists a lot of times are completely pointless because, you know, no one's ever going to say the best action movie ever, right? Or any. You can't say the best any movie because it's completely subjective. Well, that's the key.